Seattle. Program is radically right. We're talking about what's right here. It's right to be opposed to what is wrong. And it's wrong for the CIA to be trafficking in drugs that are illegal for you to be possessing. It's wrong for them to be involved in so much corruption and stealing people's patents like this promise and modifying it so that they can use it to spy on other people. Danny learned more than he bargained for. 7 days after providing Inslaw with the affidavit about the modifications to this promise software, Reconosuccio was arrested for operating a methamphetamine lab in Tacoma, Washington. In an apparent attempt to trade information on Nichols' alleged drug activities to authorities, Reconosuccio reached out to Bill Hamilton and Casolaro in August of 1991 to quietly research Mike Abel's connection to the Cali cartel. Reconosuccio warned Hamilton that getting the information might be dangerous. Danny jumped on this and within 5 days was found dead in Martinsburg, Virginia, West Virginia. His handwritten note, Bill Hamilton, August 6, MR, also brought up Gilberto and corroborated this. In January of 1992, Reconosuccio disclosed to his wife, Bobby Reconosuccio, that he had been present when Nichols met with Abel in Washington, D.C. about crowbarring the extradition to the U.S. of Cali cartel leaders Gilberto Rodriguez, Jose Landano, Miguel Rodriguez, because they were intelligent people. At Reconosuccio's request, the information was passed to an FBI agent who spoke directly with him about a possible trade into the Federal Witness Protection Program. The trade never materialized, but Reconosuccio continued to send taped messages to the agent in an attempt to prove his veracity. One tape related to a drug sting operation in Lebanon in which Reconosuccio claimed to have participated through Euromain Trading Company in Nicosia, Cyprus, yet another CIA cutout, according to Reconosuccio. Also in early 1992, Judiciary Committee investigator John Cohen began communicating closely with FBI agent Thomas Gates. As we noticed earlier, Gates had been speaking with Casolaro until 3 days prior to his death. Danny had been desperate to communicate his findings to someone in authority, even a representative of FinCEN, that Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. Now, I have always noticed that FinCEN is Financial Crimes Enforcement. It seems like they're enforcing crime. And it is truly a sinister organization. But it was all to no avail for Danny. His election at identifying the head of the octopus must have become deeply depressing when he could no longer find no one to believe him. We're going to continue on the other side of this break. Please stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Back, and we're talking about the CIA's involvement in drug trafficking. I once talked to Jack McGlam about the CIA's involvement in drug trafficking, and he told me he had four tall file cabinets filled with documentation that people had sent him about our government's involvement in the drug trafficking. The CIA and the DEA are essentially manual labor for the Mossad, who really profits from it. Now, this Danny Carcelero was elated at identifying the head of the octopus, but it was somewhat depressing when he could find no one to believe him. At the time, Mike Abel was a prestigious lawyer with offices in Washington and Miami. Who would have believed that he was laundering money for the Cali cartel? And you have to know that the Cali cartel, just like the Medellin cartel, are fronts for the Mossad, the main traffickers. Who would have believed he was laundering money for the Cali cartel? Or that Robert Booth Nichols was connected to the highest levels of government, allegedly in collusion with organized crime. Now, in 92, John Cohen and Thomas Gates learned about Reconocimiento's statement to the FBI. An excerpt from the transcript reads as follows. Bob Nichols runs Glenn Shockley. Glenn Shockley runs Jose Londono. And the bottom line here is Bob Nichols and Gilberto Rodriguez and Michael Abel, who now attorney in D.C., but he was with the criminal section of the Justice Department. And the Justice Department. The Justice Department. And they're all in bed together. Ricardo Sutio said before his arrest that he had been handling gold transfers, money laundering, virtual dead drops, altered ACH daily reconciliations, and other transactions for various underworld figures, including Rodriguez and Londono and Nichols and Shockley, both board members on FITCO and MIL together. Reconosutio's statement was made over 3 years before the Abel indictment was unsealed. After reading the statement, Cohen remarked, Now that corroborates some information that I got in the past, which talked about one of the reasons Promise was stolen. Apparently, it all boiled down to money laundering, possibly with the use of Promise, if in fact Reconosutio had possessed the software. In February of 1993, Scott Lawrence, a customs internal affairs investigator from Boston, obtained a copy of the statement on Abel that had been provided to Cohen the year before. Lawrence was investigating Peter Vidinex, a customs contract specialist detailed to the Department of Justice in the early 1980s to develop the Promise software. However, within a short time, like the investigators before him, Lawrence was soon following the drug trail. It was not until February of 2000 that Lawrence's investigation of the corruption within the U.S. Customs was described by one Sean McDade, the RCMP National Security Investigator, who briefly outlined Lawrence's deep cover drug operation, codenamed the Indochina Project, on the Maine Canadian border. And it is unknown who or what McDade's source was for this information. However, a former New York police officer who assisted with the case told Insight Magazine in an article called Promise Spins Web of Intrigue, that was February 19th of 2001, that Lawrence's investigation was abruptly shut down after he and his supervisor, John Tim Kelly, requested to impanel grand jurors on several states to depose officials from the CIA. The Department of Justice declined the request, and Vidinex was never charged with any wrongdoing. No official report has ever been written on Danny Castellaro's findings or how they related to his death. Robert Booth Nichols had no arrest record. And according to a law enforcement officer who viewed his file, it was non-existent. The NSA is now spying on Canadian citizens while Canada spies on American citizens, both using echelon technology and trading data back and forth. Echelon in Britain is called the dictionary program. That's where they can go through and pick out keywords out of a conversation to see if it's appropriate to have some human being listen to the conversation and determine whether or not you need to be rated. Now, according to Sean McDade, who found himself a target of Echelon during his investigation in the U.S., he was forced to take extraordinary measures to communicate with Detective Sue Todd. And the Department of Justice has sealed all the files on the MCA organized crime investigation. The LA FBI agents, U.S. Customs agents, U.S. Attorney, L.A. Organized Crime Strike Force, House Judiciary Investigators, and the RCMP investigator who directly or peripherally investigated the alleged theft of the Promise software were all abruptly shut down when they plugged into high-level organized crime, drugs, and money laundering. Only two remain in law enforcement. Scott Lawrence is still in customs, though Sean McDade reportedly left the RCMP following the exposure of his investigation in the Toronto Star in August of 2000. Detective Todd says he ultimately returned to police work in his hometown. Now, each of these men confronted Danny Casolaro's octopus. In a perfect world, they would have been banded together and testified before Congress, and the tentacles would have been trimmed, at least temporarily. Meanwhile, the octopus has reached Jules Verne proportions and grows daily. It is likely Danny derived his octopus title from Dan Moldeo's 1986 book, Dark Victory, Ronald Reagan, MCA, and the Mob, in which Moldeo labeled MCA the octopus. But even Moldeo couldn't have known in 1986 that this creature had tentacles clear in to the NSC, National Security Council. It seems that we need to take a look at the big picture here. It wasn't ordinary citizens, ordinary guys who were taking Vietnam soldiers who died in the scenes there and burying plastic bags of heroin in their body cavities and shipping them back to America. It was government officials. In a coordinated activity that's so extensive and so far-reaching that the only thing that we can conclude is that government officials run the drug trafficking business. We know about a guy named Barry Seal, who literally brought in plane loads, big planes. We're talking about those C-130s filled with dope. And when he was squeezed out of Louisiana, the governor of Arkansas, Slick Willie, helped pull some strings so that they could have a landing strip right there in Mena, Arkansas, and bring trafficking in there where their pictures were taking of the bushes helping unload snow cane. We've got a break coming up. We're going to talk more about the government's drug trafficking on the other side of this. Please stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Jack Otto, your host for Radically Right, with this August the 4th edition of our program, talking about the drug trafficking in high places. We see that Danny Casolaro uncovered what he called the octopus, a whole den of snakes from legitimate government, from the NSC, from the Department of Justice, from people in big corporations like Wackenhut and other sinister organizations like the Cali Cartel. And we find this is not an isolated incident. It is commonplace. And we'd like to believe that our government would not like to be involved in that, but there was a case in 1986 where one Eugene Hockenfoot was shot down over South America, close to Nicaragua, with a whole plane full of evidence that he was involved in the trafficking of both guns and drugs. It was kind of hard to deny it. The best they could do was try to keep it as quiet as possible and make sure they never mention it again on television or in the newspapers or in the magazines. You too may join this conversation by calling in 1-800-313-9443. If you call in, please be prepared to jump right into the meat of your subject matter. I don't need any strokes, and I don't need any chiding for not covering important principles. Just you cover them. Because here we are, in the last days, seeing that the corruption of our government has reached unbelievable proportions. Dramatic, chilling dimension. I think it's important to remember that 100 years ago, Carrie Nation and the Women's Temperance Union was stomping all over America trying to make alcohol illegal. This was probably in behalf of the insiders because they really did want to make property illegal. And it's kind of hard to jump from the American principle of property rights, and that was one of the founding principles of the founding fathers, was property rights. To the communist manifesto plank that says there should be no property rights at all. The state owns everything. And so they had to gradually erode these property rights. And finally, one of the judges told Carrie Nation, as he struck down the new law that made alcohol illegal, that you cannot make property illegal. These people have property rights, not privileges that can be rescinded. And he says, and if you want to make property illegal, it will require a change in the very Constitution itself. And they did make such a change. And passed that Volstead Act and brought about the prohibition. And we can see from that prohibition that making property illegal causes a great deal of stress because people cannot go to courts and adjudicate their district differences. They end up settling it themselves. And so as it was with prohibition of alcohol, we find the prohibition of plants and extracts from these plants have a similar effect. There is violence associated with those who are willing to traffic in that sort of thing. They have to be in a most precarious position, and they have to charge more for it. And because, well, let's just take that damned heroin, for example. Nasty stuff. I wouldn't want to touch it with a left-handed stick. But if it was illegal, if they could go down to the drugstore and buy that crap, they wouldn't have to be breaking into people's houses and stealing a lot of stuff to get a lot of money so that they could buy it from that crooked drug trafficking CIA in its efforts to enrich the Mossad of Israel. Guys like that Michael Herrera from the Mossad, who is so deeply involved in drug trafficking. And yet, we as people, unfortunately, want to put our heads in the sand like the ostrich and pretend like we don't notice and hope that it will all go away. It didn't go away. It didn't go away for JFK when he threatened to disband the CIA if they didn't get out of drug trafficking. We're going to be back in just a moment. We've got a break. Listen to our sponsors. We need to support them. Please support us yourself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're talking about drug trafficking high places, the Illuminati, the insiders, all governed by these false Jews from Khazaria, are walking us into a corner, corralling us like sheep. And we were talking about Carrie Nation and the Women's Temperance Union, and that 18th Amendment was passed while the men were over there in World War One. And the violence started soon afterwards because that property was illegal, and those who dared to make or sell it did so at the risk of prison sentences. These people did not dare to have written contracts, and misunderstandings could not be adjudicated in court. Matters had to be settled personally, and oftentimes resulted in violence. And the situation became compounded because only those who were willing to do something illegal would dare to get into the business. And it became obvious that the law had become more dangerous than the booze. And the people clamored for repeal of that prohibition. But once the ice was broken, they were able to pass similar legislation against other drugs that their newspapers said were evil, and no one seemed to notice that property was being prohibited in violation of the Constitution. Now, the Harrison Act prohibited opiate. William Randolph Hearst, who was originally named Hirsch, began maligning marijuana, which is publications indicated caused Mexicans to become violent and rape-prone. A propaganda movie called Reefer Madness was circulated that claimed the plant caused acts of shocking violence and incurable insanity. After it was outlawed, doctors were outraged to find that the marijuana, which was outlawed, was the very same cannabis that they prescribed to patients for several maladies. The doctors' protest fell on deaf ears, and news publications felt their concerns were not newsworthy. And at the time, it became easier to war on property rights, and now something may be added to the list by an appointed bureaucrat without any difficulty, and it is called law. You know, if they were to make potatoes illegal, it wouldn't be long before there was fighting among those who dealt in that market. And if government were to actually prohibit spuds, those in the underground market would expect to charge a price commensurate with the risk involved. And if you risk all your property being taken away if caught with such contraband, and add that to the additional prospects of prison, the price of potatoes is going to be quite high. And so it was with bootleg booze and now with bootleg plants or derivatives thereof. Thank God potatoes aren't on the list yet. There was a time when gold was on the list. President FDR issued an executive order that all gold coin, bullion, and certificates had to be turned into the Federal Reserve Bank by May 1st, 1933. And those who failed to do so faced $10,000 fines, 10 years imprisonment. The Constitution said only Congress may pass laws. Yet by calling it an executive order, the Constitution is set aside and a property right is rescinded. Of all the property rights that people will miss, their children will probably leave the most heart-wrenching void. The Illuminati's targets include the family, and we could see from the efforts of the Communist Front in China that separation of men, boys, girls, and women into dormitory communes has upset the family process. Property rights are absolutely necessary. And by taking away property rights, we find that they have found an excuse. And it's easy enough for them to plant somebody with some drugs so that those who criticize the government and cannot be charged with criticizing can be charged with the possession of illegal drugs. And it happens with much more frequency than people realize. There's a lot of crooked cops out here with three little packets in an envelope. One's got just a little bit of marijuana. Another's got just a little bit of cocaine. And another one's got just a little bit of heroin. And if they stick that in your pocket, you got big trouble from those three little envelopes. And yet it is the government that's perpetuating, profiting, and prospering from this trafficking. We find government just interferes with about everything. There was only about 14% of the people who use drugs. 2% are addicted. And this is exactly the same percentages that were in existence before these drugs were made illegal. But the reason they were made illegal was to diminish property rights, to cause us to be spindled, folded, mutilated. Our rights to be destroyed, our lives to be herded and cornered. We are in a serious position. We find more and more laws boxing us in. We find that things like the Patriot Act, which would be more appropriately called Get the Patriots, and Homeland Security, and that what they're talking about is the security that they want you to jump for while concurrently asking you to give up your liberty. 911 should never have caused us this kind of problem. This notion that we are to swallow this BS that jet fuel caused steel buildings to disintegrate into powder. And if you have enough heat, steel will melt. Jet fuel is not a high enough temperature. And yet, they are squeezing us into corners with this need for to give up our rights so that we may have security. Now, we know the World Trade Center 1, the one back in the early 90s when there was a guy that was recruited by the FBI to help bring together a terrorist assault on the World Trade Center, but did so poorly that it really didn't cause much damage. But the guy smelled a rat, and he started recording his conversations with the FBI people, saying, well, we really shouldn't give them real material. Oh, yeah, go ahead. And the truth of the matter is, it's been government in all these things. These false flag operations, where it's Tim McVeigh or Lee Harvey McVeigh, the Gulf of Tonkin, the sinking of the Lusitania, the sinking of the Maine. So many incidents out there that literally have brought the American people to their knees. And we've gone from this time when after World War II, we were the world's greatest creditor. And we are still giving away vast sums of money, even though the United States has become the world's greatest debtor. We go borrowing money so that we can send fortunes to these little puppet governments that our government wishes to control, to get them to allow our people, our CIA, to operate drug trafficking circles within their organizations, to follow policies that are antithetical to theirs and our own well-being. We have to wake up. We have to stand up. We have to act like we've got a pair. I wonder, are we really the descendants of forefathers who have the intestinal fortitude to throw a king off our back and set up a constitutionally limited republic that designed to perpetuate freedom? Freedom is where you got a choice, where you can make the decisions on what's good for you. And I think freedom is important, because if we don't hold on to it, we can't pass it on to our children. If we let freedom slip through our fingers, difficult to get it back. I think of one of the elder statesmen of yesteryear, one of the founding fathers, Noah Webster, who said, guard your Constitution, for miracles never cluster. For if we lose that Constitution, there will be anarchy throughout the world. I think about Jack Kennedy, who told the CIA that they, if they didn't get out of the drug trafficking business, he was going to scatter them to the four winds. He did some other things I know that the insiders didn't like. He brought out Treasury notes, and I imagine that's the real reason he was killed. Either that or his threat to expose them, because right at Columbia University, just 10 days before he was assassinated, he spoke from a second-story balcony, and Columbia University now denies that he was ever on their campus. But among that speech, he says, the great office of the President of the United States of America is being used to foment a plot against the American people's freedom. And before I leave office, I intend to tell them of their plight. Now, you don't tip the Illuminati off that you're going to be snitching them out. And he really would have been further ahead if he waited until the middle of January, when the State of the Union address was to be given, and he could throw his speech away and say, this is what they told me to tell you. I'm going to tell you the truth. But by tipping his hand, they tipped him over. And we must, absolutely must, work to save this Constitution. It's becoming thin. It's being worn away. And like one comedian said, maybe we ought to give Iraq our Constitution. It served us so well for so many years, and we're not using it now. But we should be. We should be holding their feet to the fire. We should be making them understand that this is the guiding principles of America, and it limits the scope of what these bureaucratic politicians can do. And if we don't stand up and act like men, this is all going to slip right through our fingers. Like I just said a few minutes ago, if we don't keep freedom, we cannot pass it on. Drug trafficking is a big, big business here in America. Let's talk about illegal drugs first. Legal drugs are the number one most profitable industry on the face of the earth. Illegal drugs is number two. And some of those legal drugs are every bit as bad as what they claim the illegal ones are. Some of them are sinister, like some of those mood-altering drugs, the ones they say are antidepressants, the ones that seem to cause people to go berserk and shoot up institutions like Virginia Tech and McDonald's. And we find that all of these people, including the ones at Columbine, were on these antidepressants, the antidepressants that caused people to wig out and prone to either suicide or homicide. at least to violence of one sort or another. And the worst of it really happens when you realize that your Prozac is not good for you and you try to get off of it. That's when it really becomes absolutely devastating. So, the erosion of property rights here, which allowed our government to be involved with this drug trafficking, has brought much of America to its knees. We find that the cities are just overrun with crime by people who are hooked on drugs and trying to get more. We got our last break coming up here. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll do a wrap.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is the last segment of this evening's edition of Radically Right. I'm Jack Otto, and I would want to again encourage you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization so that this kind of stuff that is not allowed on the mainstream media, things your television wouldn't touch, that your newspapers seem to avoid, that the mainstream magazines think are not really noteworthy. And if you will, I would ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send John Statmiller what you can. It's the address there is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. I'll repeat that, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas. Abbreviate that TX. Where the zip code is 78664. And you can call them there at 1-800-724-2719. Make a credit card donation. We need your support. I want to share this with you. It's right down to the wire here. It's a case of being close to being unable to continue. And if people don't rally and support this, they're going to be left with ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and the rest of the communist news network. You need to be able to have that alternative where you can catch the truth. Because there's an old adage that says, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the only time that that's not true, that the truth will set you free, is when law enforcement is telling that to you. Because sometimes they're just looking for details in your story that they can interpret as being illegal so they can jam you up. Now, it's necessary to be careful in how property is protected from thieves and robbers. The malicious interpretation of law imposed by the system contends that people are more important than property. Therefore, defenders are punished if injury is caused by the property owner. Horse thieves were hung in the Old West because such an act would often result in the death of the victim. It is serious, and the horse was needed for survival. Property is important enough that nearly all people work all day long for most of each week just to get some. De facto law that prohibits self-defense makes it convenient to thieves and encourages others to join the profession. Oh, we got a break here. Be right back.
True, gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for